Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
We want you to finish this sentence. I knew my relationship was over when blank happened. 206-803-ROCK. We have a caller whose relationship ended, Steve, because of a vasectomy.
Excuse me?
We're going to talk to him in just a minute, but first let's chat with Jordan in Everett. Jordan, tell us about the reason your relationship ended.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Jordan?
Hey, first time caller, long time listener.
Awesome, brother. Thanks for joining us.
So my relationship ended because I was in high school. I was a freshman in high school, and there was this girl I'd known a few years, but, you know, I wasn't allowed to date, so it was kind of like a secret thing, and it was like those, just those dumb little high school relationships where you only see each other at school.
Okay.
Somehow, my mom found out, which I don't know how, but I'm guessing my mom knew someone in the school. She found out, and I came home that day, and she's like, let's talk about this girl that you're dating. And I was like, oh, boy. She's like, so, you know you're not supposed to date, right? And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, when you get to school tomorrow, you got to break up with her. So like, okay. But the thing is, tomorrow was Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And I get to school, and she got me like a little stuffed bear. But I didn't get her one because I didn't have money, and I wasn't supposed to date. And so I just told her, I was like, oh, I left yours at home. I'll bring it tomorrow. And then later that day, I had to break the news to her.
Did you please tell me you said my mom told me I had to break up with you?
No, I didn't. I just kind of did the walk of shame, and we didn't really talk after that.
Oh, yeah, it triggered some emotions for me because my mom and my dad never told me that I couldn't date because they knew that I just wasn't getting anybody to date.
Oh, no, Steve. That makes me want to cry for you.
We never had that conversation. Oh.
206-803-ROCK. I knew the relationship was over when blank happened. Trucker Rob from Seattle, tell us your story.
What's going on, Steve?
What up, brother?
Hey, man, I fired up the boat, heading out to the lake, got to stay off, and I drank you guys all day to rock out, baby. Can't do that.
My man, that is awesome. Tell us your story.
Hey, real quick, I forgot to ask, did you guys win the tag team championships?
Oh, hell yeah, we're still the SOS tag team champions.
Awesome. But no, hey, I knew my relationship from about 25 years ago. I dated this chick for about a year. I thought she was the one, asked her to marry me. She said, yeah, the whole nine yards. And about 6 months into the relationship, she decided to tell me, oh, by the way, hey, I'm expecting a baby. And my jaw about hit the floor. I'm like, really? And she goes, well, you don't seem so excited. I said, well, I'm not, because I know it's not mine. And she goes, she kind of looked at me, and I said, the reason I know it's not mine is 6 months before I got with you, because of health reasons, I had a complete vasectomy. I can't have kids, so who is it?
And what was her reaction?
Oh, her reaction was just, maybe it reversed itself. And I'm like, no, I know damn well it didn't. And finally she told me that there may have been somebody. I said, there's no baby. It was. And I said, by the way, you can pack your stuff and get out. And, well, we can work this through. And I'm like, no, we can't. No. I don't know how long you've been doing it with whoever and for how many times. Yep. I can't trust you. Like I said, like she said, hey, if you don't have trust, you ain't got a relationship, man. You might as well beat me.
Yeah, say working out with the guy who impregnated you. That's not happening.
Not a chance.
That's funny. One time I remember when I it goes right in line with this, and I knew the relationship was over. I was dating a girl, a very weird relationship, and I was trying to break up with her. I told her I don't want to see her, and all that stuff. And I was living in Wallingford at the time, and I remember waking up in the middle of the night and being like, I feel like someone's in this room. She was in the bedroom because it was like 8 of us living in this house, and none of us had a key to the front door, so it was just always unlocked, and she knew that. So she came in, sat in my bedroom while I was sleeping. I finally woke up. It was like a horror film, and I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I think I'm pregnant. And I'm like, what? She's like, I'm pregnant, so you can't break up with me. I'm like, excuse me? And I knew she was lying because she was out there. Like, cuckoo. I'm like, all right, let's go to the QFC in Wallingford, and let's get you that pregnancy test. And she's like, okay. So we get in the car. We're about to walk into the QFC. And then she finally says, I'm not pregnant. I was just trying to keep you from dumping me. And I'm like, you wait, like, could you, what are we doing here?
Steve, she wasn't crazy. She was just crazy for you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.